Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic. Welcome, everybody. And last night was our 4th of July show. I heard it was very hilarious. Anyway.
It was good.
Want to welcome everyone,
yeah,
including our co-host.
Yes.
The last minute.
You're going to call me last minute Joe. I got the episode and I got, you know, stuff to play if we need to. But, yeah, I got the episode in.
Well, I'm glad you made an appearance. Yeah, so this is open mic, and you know, a lot of the news about a recession and all this financial stuff going on and companies struggling and
people struggling.
Not one word about help from the government.
No, not one word anything.
You know,
seriously,
I mean,
even, you don't want to help. There's no word for that.
I was told that some states are putting out stimulus money for their people.
Yeah, I'd like to know what state that is so I could run that.
But not New York.
Not New York is right.
So it doesn't appear that this president cares about people.
I think that each to their own, the meaning that they're actually one person is worrying about every bit of the family or more than one person.
Well, I don't know what that means, but I do know that certain people in this country and around the world don't have to worry about inflation or recession because they have so much money that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But what about the people that don't? And all the stupid rules and restrictions that we have to deal with. You know, that remain. I mean, at least what they should do is get rid of these stupid rules.
Tell me about it.
That pertain to the finances that are supposed to be there to help us. I was talking to somebody today, as a matter of fact, who was going to be a guest on Thursday, Third Eye Insight, my buddy Devin, and we were talking about it, and he was telling me that the blind agencies will not respond to him. He's trying teach blind people how to protect themselves.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know? And they won't do a damn thing to help him.
You know why? Because then if they help him, it'll just prove, you know, that things are, you know, just really shaky out there, and they don't want to admit that. That's one thing they don't admit.
Well, I don't know about that. I think it's more than that.
What do you
think? I think it's a lot more than that.
You what know, do you think?
That they're taking in all this damn money.
Yeah.
And the money's not being used the way we believe it should be used.
Yeah, like helping
That's
us.
What I think it is.
I think partly yes. Partly other
they don't
things, too.
They don't want to share the money
that's
supposed to be there to help us.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
The whole system is archaic and out of date, and the whole system does not display common sense.
That's true.
That's really what it is. No common sense. And people suffer because of it.
true.
Because the politicians let everything stay the way it is. And we've said many times, a lot of these companies that have money are making changes and doing things to try to protect
people,
their customers and themselves.
Right.
But the government isn't doing a damn thing to protect us.
That's true.
Or to use any of that money to give us more safety.
Freedom. Or freedom, even.
And the biggest example of that are these damn nursing homes.
I was just about to say that.
Keeping people in there, waiting for another explosion of disease.
And that's the best place for it to happen.
To occur. Well, it may not even happen there. It'll get worse. But it may happen somewhere else and be carried into the nursing home.
Of course. You ever heard of Legionnaires? I had it once. Okay? And everybody was saying, you know, everybody who doesn't have it has to do this, that, and the other thing. Meanwhile, I was just sitting there, and I had a very light case of it, and I hadn't done half the things that they wanted me to do. I was a little rebel. So I just, you know, I went back.
Well, you can't get Legionnaires unless you speak French. People don't realize that. That's a French disease.
It's the only thing I know. Don't even ask for anymore.
Open mic, and I want to thank Angela Melanie for our ad in the paper and advertising us and toward the end of
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled.
It
is served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
And I want to commend Angela, because in the ad for Inner Sight, she had the courage to say that nursing homes kill people.
That's right.
You know, the state senator would not publish that.
Nope.
He was afraid of it.
Yes, he was. He said, are you going to change your mind? I remember what he said, too. He said, are you going to change your mind and change that? I'm like, no.
We're not going to change our mind.
We're not changing it, no.
We're sure as hell not going to change our mind, because it's true.
Yeah.
You know? You change your mind and get people out of those damn places.
I don't think that's happening soon, but
that's
I
what
hope
I
to
wish.
God
it
does.
That's what I. That's my answer to him.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and it just so happens that he's leaving. He's retiring anyway. So
yeah, I know. I heard that.
Maybe
too.
We'll get somebody better in there with half a brain.
I still can't believe he's retiring. I just when I saw that on the news, not news on paper, I was like, oh my God, he is.
Yeah. Well, he never did a damn thing for us.
He never did a damn thing for anybody, let alone us. That's the truth.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but he never took any steps to help liberate people who are disabled. That's for sure.
Nope. That's correct. But he gave us the line of bull. Remember? When we have it look for his name, and it's on the show titles. You could probably listen. He loaded up, and he gave us a lot of BS.
Oh, yeah. When I said to him, point blank on the show, Phil, what will you do if the schools don't want a law and they oppose you on it? Remember what he said?
Yeah. Oh, I'll get them and do this and that. He was tooting his horn before the horn was even extended
out. I remember his exact words. He said, oh, I'll make a big stink of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is he?
That.
Where did he do it?
Where's the big stink?
Yeah. The big stink might be him.
Probably. He's probably listening to this.
I don't know, but I don't wish him any harm, but...
No, we never did. We never wished anybody harm, to tell you the truth.
He should have responded in a much more positive way than
I just don't understand
then,
why people
making excuses.
Promise when they can't do anything about it. That bothers me.
Inner Sight. So, yeah, look for the ad in... Abel, do you know what page that ad is on?
No, actually, when I hit Inner Sight, it just popped up, meaning in on the front page.
All right,
page.
So you go to Abel News.
Yeah.
Put in Inner Sight.
INNERSIGHT, one word.
Yeah. You should find the ad, and I commend Abel for printing our words that nursing homes do kill people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We got to get, we're revising the ad because we want the petition in there.
Yeah, definitely.
And
that's going to be a big help if we can get that petition.
Yeah, we got it. We got to get that out tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Get
Did
that
you
out
say
to
when
tomorrow.
Or no?
All right, Inner Sight open mic, 213-816-1650. Anything you want to talk about, pick your own subject, keep it clean.
I have got some coolers, Frank. I can't see what they are because my glasses are missing. So I know how to open the mic, and that's all that counts.
Well, let me thank some people first, and then we'll go to the phone.
Okay.
Big East, the key to rescue. Joanne Diamond, we thank her.
Mm-hmm.
I thank her for the latest shipment.
Yeah.
I thank her for the latest shipment of my guide dog food.
Yeah.
All her help. Big East Peter Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. What is that noise in the background? You got a lot of staticky noise.
I have no idea. It's my oxygen, I think.
On your phone.
I think.
Oh,
Frank, it's my
oxygen. I know why you didn't have that the other night, because
what?
I called you on the three-way.
Ah, that's why.
Better.
Yeah.
Reception.
I fell asleep good.
All right, Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, all those who perished in Texas.
Right.
We honor them. We remember them. Go an extra mile for a child, politicians.
That's right.
And everybody, wake up.
Yeah, that's our future.
Get those trained dogs out there to guard
that's
the
right.
school. Another shooting.
Yeah.
From a rooftop.
Oh, jeez.
You know? Why wasn't the door, I presume the door to that building was not locked.
Probably not. It was a fire hazard. Probably. Yeah,
well,
got,
no, a fire, fire hazard going in?
Going
it should
in
have locked.
Get
should have locked people out who don't belong there.
I know.
They're
fighting with a lot of laws right there. And what should trump all of that is that the people are being harmed.
Well, they got to change it.
Yes.
They got to change it. Our idea can be expanded.
That's right. So,
get it
That's
to
right.
the buildings. Get it to the stores.
Mm-hmm.
know, people's lives are at stake here.
Mm-hmm. We have Louie, I think,
online. A trained dog at the door and a metal detector inside the door with an officer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It should start with the schools and be expanded as much as possible.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Intersight and Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York.
Oh, he's a good
631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty, we thank him for...
Are we going to have any...
helping Intersight.
Yeah,
what?
No, he helps a lot. Are we going to Kennedy's office to talk about some of the things that we have to do? Like we did the last time?
Not that I know of. I don't know what you're referring to, but...
Yeah, I have a picture of a little home sweet home out of his window. But I wanted to ask him if I could use it for Intersight. You know, it just says home sweet home, and I took a picture of it.
Well, but, call him up. Make sure you don't use it in the wrong way. Oh,
that's
I got
right. You know, home sweet home, meaning when you get we're going to take people out of nursing homes, and it's like home sweet home should have been the thought of how they would help people. But no, that's not exactly what happened. You know, that bothers me.
It's a far throw from what happened. What happened.
Exactly.
All right, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank Silo, and spoke to them today.
Oh, you did?
And we should be getting some ideas what they can do to promote the petition.
Yeah,
so
that'd
we're
be
waiting nice. for a response back on that. In the meantime, I want to thank them for their donation and for their pledge.
Yeah. That's great.
Joining our news conference.
You know,
remember that
space that we had when we did the walk? Remember?
Well, vaguely. It was outside someplace. I don't know.
Yeah, it was really
Suffolk
nice.
County.
I was wondering if we can have something like that space, but closer, instead of going all the way out east. You know, it's closer to both of us. I was wondering if we can do...
well, we need
a
nursing
know,
home. We want to get in front of a nursing home for this news conference. Is that what you're talking about?
The news conference, and maybe to raise money. And, you know, if we get a place where we can go around, you know, like we were, as if we were raising money. But I remember that a few people were helping us with tickets. I don't remember exactly. I think they were selling the tickets for, like, a raffle. I think we got more for the raffle.
99% battery power. Oh, not charging.
Sorry.
You gotta shut that thing
yeah.
off.
I did. Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
Let's see what happens after we do the news conference. See what direction
everything
people
goes,
want to
yeah.
go in.
That's true.
You know? And then we'll decide.
I have an
All right, Suffolk.
An
hold
idea.
On, let me finish these commercials. Suffolk
okay.
Bus Corp, we thank them, and Silo, and I want to thank Olga Murray for her donation.
Mm. That is nice.
In a site.
Yeah.
So don't forget, tomorrow night is our nursing home show.
Yeah.
And Thursday's guest will be Devin Fernandez, who's the president of Third Eye Insight.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about
his
organization and how he's doing a lot to try to protect people who are disabled.
I would love if you showed me some tricks. That would be nice. That'd be cool, too.
All right. 213-816-1650 on the phone. And who we got on the line?
Okay. Lovey Drops. He wants to announce Friday. Love Drops.
Hello?
Louie. Love Drops Louie. That's it. Anthony, but Anthony, was listening for a bit and then changed the
let's
channel.
Let's get Louie up on
okay.
Inside to tell you about the funnies coming up on Friday.
Yeah. Hey,
Inside Live, Louie the Lip.
Hi, Frank Perino.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
How you
How
doing?
Are ya?
Troubles here. Troubles here.
Good, good.
Good trouble, though.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
up?
Yeah, Friday, I miss you guys. I went to the Ducks game past Friday.
You did?
Yeah.
You went
How
to the
it?
Duck game. Did
What's
you go
going
quack,
on Ducks?
Quack over there?
It's a Quacker Jacker.
Capital T.
Quacker Jacker.
No. Oh, wow.
Did they lose or win?
They lost.
Oh,
they lost.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Well, they should have let the Ducks play instead of the guys. Maybe the Ducks
there you
would
go.
Beat the other
That's
team.
A baseball team called the Long Island Ducks.
See,
yeah,
he's spitting you out, Marino.
But what good are they if they lose?
That's true.
Yeah. I had popcorn. I had beer.
Oh, you had beer there. Wow.
I had Bud Light in a plastic bottle. I opened the lid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I had popcorn.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You had stale popcorn?
What?
You had stale popcorn?
Nah, a little stale, but they put a little butter in it.
Oh, that was good. That's
yeah.
usually like any movie theater popcorn. It can be stale a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
something
so you
like
had a
that,
nice
you know,
time.
I got to get a picture of you and Quacker Jacker, Frank Perino. Introduce to Frank Perino and Quacker Jacker together.
Yeah, only if they advertise Inner Sight, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's
I gotta bring Quacker Jacker to Inner Sight, the Long Island Ducks. I'll have to talk to them first.
Oh, they probably want me to go over there.
That'd
yeah,
nice.
make you and Frank, you and the Quacker and Frank for a perfect pair.
Oh, really? In what way?
I'll go.
Yeah, no,
put
yeah.
Put up a thing about Inner Sight.
In what
I'll
way?
Go.
In what way are
yeah.
they same? Hey, Lily, what way are they? How are they the same?
Huh?
How is Frank and the Cracker Jack, I guess you said, how are they the same?
Yeah, because they got to be a funny, perfect pair together.
Oh, okay. That's why.
Yeah.
What does the duck do? Get the duck dress up in a baseball uniform?
Yeah. And,
that's
nice. In the dugout, and I saw at the top of the dugout, he was saying, let's go, Ducks, let's go, Ducks, you know.
Oh, that was good.
Wait a minute. Is that a real duck or is it a person? People?
A mascot.
Ah, you got you good there.
Oh, but it's not a
it's
real duck.
It's a mascot.
Duck.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a mascot, Frank.
Yeah. Hey, Frank. In my dreams that we're at a Ducks game, you want a cold drink or a little popcorn?
Who said that?
You probably get a glass of wine, right, Frank?
A duck?
Yeah, watch a Ducks
game.
I'll get you
no beer, but I'll get you a bottle of wine or water.
Oh, water? No wine?
Yeah, water's
he
good
likes
enough.
Wine, you know.
Yeah. I didn't drink 7 and 7. I just drank the Bud Light out of the bottle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I had one bottle of beer.
Oh, that's not bad, Lou.
Yeah.
Did you catch any? Hey, Louie, did you catch any baseballs over there?
No. I didn't reach the box seat. I should have catch it, but I didn't reach it this time. And foul ball and unified.
Louie, you're fun. You really are.
Yeah,
what
did
you sing over there?
What?
They must.
They sing over there?
Yeah. The national anthem and the seventh day, they said, God bless America. And also, they say, take me out to the ball game.
That's the seventh inning stretch song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to get up and everybody's got to get up and sing, take me out to the inner side. I don't care if I ever get back to the hoop. Hoop, hoop, you're the inner side. And is it 5-4 street, 5 street, you're out in the love drops ball game.
Love drops.
Yeah,
as long as
they're not a bunch of lame ducks.
There you go.
Yeah. After the game's over, I was looking at the fireworks.
I see.
I know where it's at. It's 10 minutes away from my house.
Oh, that's cool.
Fireworks
over there.
Are
you proud?
Yeah.
At the Ducks game, you get popcorn, you get a peanuts, you get soda, you get beer, you get Seagram 7, and then Bacardi, Coca-Cola, and
I
told that guy,
I'd be dead.
Yeah.
Why?
Me too. Don't feel bad. I'm not a drinker. I really am not.
Your husband don't drink?
Nope, not anymore. We both don't. We're trying to look at our health.
Yeah, I drink. I drink zero sugar soda. I drink orange juice. I drink cranberry juice, apple juice.
Oh, that's good.
Ice cold water.
And sangria.
And sangria.
Yeah.
Sangria. Are you giving up on sangria?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No. Once in a while, I had sangria over in Applebee's on the weekend.
Oh, that was nice.
I had a
more
burger.
More sangria.
With cheese.
Yeah.
I got the right big tall glass and I drank it.
Oh, there you go.
I drink them all.
Two more sangrias.
Right.
What about 15 sangrias?
15 sangria, that's it.
You 15 sangria, you'd be carried out instead of walking.
Then we got to hire 4 people to carry Louie home.
The forklift.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to carry me in the shower.
In the shower?
You got to carry me in the shower to get the sangria out of my head.
Oh, is that it? Have you had this before?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to carry me and put me to the shower. Yeah.
Tell people about Friday night. What goes on Friday night on Inner Sight?
Yeah.
Man, now, my name is Suzanne, and I'm talking to Frank Perino. Make sure, my name is Suzanne Carassi. I'm going to tune in on Friday night from 8 to 9 on Black Talk Radio. And we're going to have a great time. We're going to do Jerry Lewis, Pat Cooper, your friendly philosopher, or the honeymooners, Saffron Son, or maybe Abbott Costello or Lauren Hardy, either one you want.
More like
all right,
Lauren
Friday
Hardy,
night.
Cause that's what I have on the board.
And we're going to have Louie do a song on Friday, too.
No, I'm not.
Me, you are.
Yeah.
You're not shy.
What?
And you're not shy, either.
Maybe
I gotta take me out to the ball game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. Take me out. I'll sing it with you. All right?
Yeah.
I'm very bad lately with my singing voice, so I got to practice it. Okay? That's what they say.
Yeah. And,
All right, hey, guys,
you waiting for my phone call Friday? You waiting for my phone call past Friday?
Yeah.
How long you waited?
I called you. I tried to call you, and there was no answer. So.
Yeah, I should have put a message on my phone.
At least
why,
maybe
why did you call Friday about someone filling in for Suzanne or something?
Well, why didn't the duck answer?
I got to talk to the duck, Quacker Jack, while I go on in his side. Watch out, he's got a quack.
Quacker Jack should have answered.
Yeah, the
quack,
keys
gonna
quack, 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 quack,
quack. All right. Inner sight.
Yeah.
We'll be
hey,
with
Frank?
You Friday night, Lou. Thanks.
And, Suzanne, I love you. Sorry I missed your phone call.
That's okay, Lou. That's
okay.
Okay. We'll
you're in my heart.
Time.
I love you.
Oh, Lou, thanks. I appreciate that.
It's not for me to say you love me.
You're fun. You really are.
Oh, you want to sing
like
that Friday?
Maybe.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I'll do take me out to the ball game. Okay. Hey, don't forget about that salmon you told me about it. I don't eat cold salmon.
Oh,
like yeah, we're going to give you raw salmon. It's good for you.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Oh, yes.
You
raw
eat
salmon.
No, I got to heat it up first.
Okay.
Raw salmon with cabbage on the top.
Oh, God. Frank, forget it. I don't even want that.
It's good
I
for you.
I thought of that would make me go puke.
All right, in sight.
I love you guys. I'll call
you
on Friday. I'll keep trying.
Oh yeah, that's good. We'll be here.
Bye, Suzanne.
Yeah, thanks, Lou.
Bye. Take care, Lou. I just gotta get to the phone.
Okay.
Here we go.
Mm.
Just hang out a second. Ooh.
Open mic.
I don't have my glasses on, and I'm trying to put the hand.
Where are my glasses?
Where are my glasses? God only knows.
Yeah, where are my glasses?
I woke up in the nick of time for the show. So. Yeah, that's exactly
she
what
wears
I'm
your
happy.
Glasses,
you
she'll
you
be
are,
totally blind.
Yes,
no,
I am.
No.
No, I am, Blue. I'm really bad with my eyes.
Use my
okay,
glasses.
I think I've got Louie's number. He was on the bottom. Okay, here it goes, Lou. Talk to you later.
Okay, I love you, my heart.
Love you, take care.
Thank you, Louie. Clear the board.
Yeah, I cleared it.
All right, in a site, about 8:33, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Open mic, 213-816-1650. And I heard something today on the news that really bothered me a lot, because it shows you how selfish people get, and they get worse as they go along, you know.
Yeah.
I heard that this Russian guy wants to turn off the gas line in Europe.
That's crazy.
You know, and stop the, you know, all right, adults, you know, it's bad enough. Doesn't this guy care about children?
Nope.
What the
doesn't
hell kind
anything,
of a moron
obviously.
Is he?
Big time.
You know?
He thinks that what he's going to be doing is going to be saving the world. It's not. I'm sorry. I tend to, you know, disagree.
Saving the world? First, he's got to save himself.
That's right. Now you got it.
So
but
I don't know what...
why people would take the something where people can get heat and live and survive off of. You know, I don't get that part.
I don't know what they're going to do about it, but, you know, this guy should be brought up on charges for doing all these things and now wanting to cut off energy and gas and
important.
life. stuff for people, you know?
Yeah.
So I think they ought to get together, the European Union, get together and do something about this.
Yeah, I would say.
Not just let them get away with it.
No.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and 213-816-1650. Let's see. We have, I don't know. We have anybody else on the line?
No.
Oh, okay. And tomorrow night.
Just Louis, I.
Tomorrow night is. Don't interrupt me. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show. So we need all the support we can get. We have the new petition is up. We urge people to go and read it and find out our idea how to make this happen, because it's going to take a lot to make it happen. But we have definite ideas about the money, how the money can be gotten to keep people out of nursing homes and to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. So read the petition.
Yes, please.
I mean, all right, if you don't want to read it and you want to sign it, go ahead. But I'd like to have people read it to see, to get an idea of
better
what we're trying
idea
to do. Because it's very, very important.
It considers everything. There's been other petitions that don't consider everything. This considers the primary thing that we are having trouble with, and that is getting people from, you know, living in these nursing homes to now living in apartments. So that's going to be a big jump. I can't wait. I'd love to see, you know, the first few people at least get, you know, apartments out of that, you know?
I had a dream, you know, and if it ever comes true, it'll be a miracle. I had a dream that a nursing home owner contacted us.
Really?
And
that
said
sounds
that,
like a good
he,
dream.
And said that he wanted to turn his place into accessible housing.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You know, who knows? Dreams come true sometimes.
Yes, they do. They just give you a warning before they come sometimes.
You never know.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to do is for everyone. It's not just for people who are disabled or elderly.
Mm-mm.
It's for the future of people, even those who are not disabled.
That's true.
Because you never know when that's going to happen.
That's true, too.
So you have to plan. People plan for the future all the time.
I know.
Insurance, all kinds of plans and all that. College money for the youngsters and all that.
Mm-hmm.
What about planning so that people don't have to go into nursing homes?
That's right.
You never hear about that.
No.
Inner Sight is the first organization that I know of to have a plan
for the
that would keep people out of nursing homes.
I agree. I never seen any plan that was similar to it.
And the bottom line of that plan, is that the nursing homes won't be there.
That's right.
So you won't be able to go to a nursing home.
That's right.
That means, you know, you'll have everything you need in your own home if they follow the plan, the way everything is mapped out. You know? And when I tell it to people, I told it to my buddy today, he agrees with it. He thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it
be?
It helps everybody.
We should be We the disabled should be helping these agencies to raise money to help ourselves. That's how the system should work.
It should work
that way. That way we're a part of it, everybody knows it, and they know where the money's going.
That's right.
How important is that?
Very important. Because, let me just, the guide dog schools are very notorious at this. They'll set aside, quote, money based on the application, right? I got my application freaking probably ripped. You know, basically that's what they told me when they, you know, didn't want to provide me the program. You know, I think he really, when you said something about this and I thought about it and I'm sort of thinking you're right, maybe he thought that I was going to give you the dog.
Who knows, you know, what they thought?
I don't care.
You know, it really doesn't matter what these jackasses think because there's no law.
Right. Yeah.
They can take anything.
Yeah.
You know, where there's no law, it doesn't matter.
You know what he said? What do you want it for? Are you blind? I said, yes, I'm legally blind. He goes, oh, okay. We don't have that program anymore. That's the best one I got.
I heard a story today about a guy who was denied a dog. And also visually impaired because he had very bad balance, and the school couldn't match him up with the dog, you know. And I'm thinking, boy, that's a job for a big Akita.
Yeah.
A strong dog.
Like what?
And the person who told me the story agreed that, yeah, you know, well,
yeah,
why didn't they
get
search further and find the right dog, you see?
That's
again,
right.
There's no law.
There are so many dogs out there, you don't have to worry about, you know, getting or breeding or adding to that mess. You just have to go and clean it up with them, meaning the mess of all the dogs that aren't included, that should be included.
Yeah, but there's no law. People have no rights, so they wouldn't give the guy the dog.
Yeah.
And needless to
say, I think that's terrible. They have all this money.
He's probably worse off.
Yeah, I know.
You know, a guy like that.
How much is it now for a dog that they're saying?
A guy like that needs a big, strong dog. Akita's fit the bill.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Remember, what's that dog's name that helped a disabled man? Forgot the dog's name.
Grizzly.
Grizzly, yeah, that's it.
Bigger cheetah.
Yeah.
And this guy that I'm referring to, the story was told to me, he went to the school.
See, that's
and crazy. Then they decided, you know, after seeing him walk and all that they weren't going to give him the dog, which means most likely they raised a lot of money on this.
That's right.
And didn't help.
Right.
See why I need a law? There's a million stories.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
We have a lot of denials that, and then you get the flip end of that, some people saying, oh, I never heard of a... That was the dumbest remark I've ever heard. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not going to say the person's name. But they said, oh, you know, I never knew that people could be without dogs. Remember that? Somebody said it.
No, you're
you
talking about the person who said that they never heard that someone was denied a
bad dog, yeah.
A dog. Well... Either they're too naive, or they're stupid, or they haven't gotten common sense.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about that. It's hard to
say
how this person would not believe that somebody was denied a dog. Of course they're denied dogs. That's how they do their business. You know. They deny the dog and keep the money.
That's how they make their money.
Yeah, that's right. I want to be a
by
a
denying people dogs and raising the money and keeping the money.
But there's only one problem. I'd be
that's
giving people
so
the
rich. Dogs. That's why
they're so
rich. 844 New York, open mic, 213.
Oh, wow.
816-1650. And if you need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamonde. That's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
516-783-9662. If you need dog food or cat food for your dog or medical, call Nobody Starved on Long Island and talk to Gary. 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. If you're disabled and you have a problem getting to Gary's location, call him and let him know. He may be able to bring the food to you.
Yeah.
631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Find him up on the Facebook. All right, Inner Sight, open mic.
He has a nice Facebook site. He has a nice Facebook site.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's full spread
and everything.
He's
doing a great job in
helping people.
So there's another. There's another plus with no law, because a lot of these schools will deny someone a dog because they can't afford to feed it.
Look at that. That's crazy.
Anybody here on Long Island, at least local, you know, can overcome that. And Nobody Starves on Long Island will help you.
Yeah.
So there's
just because you're homeless and you lost your job or whatever, they don't want to help you. They don't want to do any. That's the most important thing there, is give me food and clothing, and I'll be at your interview, and I'll start my job and ask for, you know, a little bit of lead money so I could go back and forth to work. That's what I would do. You know, if somebody offered me a job right now, I wouldn't hesitate, because I know the situation that I'm in.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And if you call in, you know, keep it clean and all that. And
yep, let me check and see if there's anybody.
213-816-1650 is the blog talk radio number.
Yep.
Inner Sight. Let's get a count.
Yep. I looked at it this afternoon. Yeah, hang on.
A count of listeners.
Yeah, thank you.
And we thank
that's
all
what
our
we
listeners.
Need. Yeah, that's what I said. Thank you.
If we can get these listeners.
And yes, we did a good job. 115,301. Thank you, listeners.
All right, if we can get every listener, or even half those listeners, to sign this petition.
That'd be awesome.
We'd have something going.
Yes, we would. That'd be an awesome thought.
Look at the nursing home petition. Spread it around and
please, yes.
Help us get some signatures on it.
Sounds
because
good.
Because we're trying to liberate millions of people.
I'm going to go to the other tally, which is our change.org tally, and I want to see how we're doing there.
Oh, we sent out a tweet.
Yeah, we did. Twice
yesterday,
today.
And, you know, you,
another one
you could
twice
send out
today.
That tweet all week. Send it out all week
long. Yeah, we should. I'll just
same
keep
tweet.
Doing it.
It's Independence Week.
Yeah.
Send it out.
I feel like changing the pride goal, meaning the disability pride week and also they have a whole bunch of people, you know, who want to do the parade for Disability Pride Month.
I want to send out a tweet on the Americans with Disability Act.
You should, yes.
Coming
if
up
it's
on
protecting
the
something,
anniversary.
I can understand if it's actually truly protecting something. But guess what? There's not a thing that I could think of in my life that the ADA was helpful for. And I'm sorry to say. And I wished it was better.
Well, there's two main areas that the ADA doesn't help.
Yeah.
Situation. That's when you're denied a service dog,
and
it doesn't prevent you from going into a nursing home.
That's right. It should. That's the first thing.
So those two areas should be tweeted.
When you found out about the nursing homes, and it cemented it in your head how horrible they were. What was the thing that made you change your mind on how horrible they were?
I always thought they were horrible. I didn't have to change my mind.
Yeah, no.
And as I learned more and more and more about the facts of how the programs operate and all that.
Yeah, they don't operate well.
Gets
otherwise,
worse.
You'd have tons of people wanting to get out of nursing homes. So if they got to start something, I don't care how they start it, they better start something soon, you know?
First of all, they can't even help all those people who want to get out.
Yeah.
You know, the waiting list.
Yeah, I know.
It's too big.
Yeah.
And then if some people do get out, they're always in fear of going back in. Or other people take their
money,
place.
They don't have anything.
People take their place.
It's terrible.
Then you go back in and out.
Yeah.
Look what happens to your disability benefits. Back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah, it should remain, you know, with you and not with any thing that you decide to do.
Nobody should be allowed to tamper with that.
Take everybody's money. That's ridiculous.
Can we tamper with the salaries of the people who run these freaking agencies?
Well, that'd be nice.
We don't have that right.
No, we
they
don't,
have it, but we
nice.
Don't.
That's right.
I mean, what kind of a business is that?
Yeah, right.
Why don't we have the right to tamper with their salaries under certain circumstances?
Right. Deny them a certain thing
right.
that they're supposed to get and see how easy they're
sure.
going to be very upset.
They have that right over us.
Yeah.
We don't
do.
Have that right over them. I don't
no.
think anybody has ever made that point on a talk show around the world to the disabled.
Nope. That's true.
It's a first.
It's very sad. You gotta understand.
It's the first.
Yeah, well, I was in four different nursing homes, and that was all in 1 year, okay, and in the hospital in between. They put me, didn't know what to do with me, so they sent me off to, what is that called? Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah, they sent me off to first their sister nursing home, and I said, no, I want the better of the two, which happened to be a better nursing home, unfortunately. I didn't have accessibility in my house, so I had to wait a little bit until my husband caught up with a lot of the, you know, just the backyard and everything. I'm thinking he's working
even
now.
Even though the money was there for that accessibility.
Yes, it is. It is there, and we have to put in another ramp because my lift is broken. And that money comes from the government, the town government. Yeah, and I was like, where is it now? I went to the, what do you call?
That's because our way would be 1,000 times better. The money should have been in an account.
For me.
In your name for accessibility.
Yeah, to make things more accessible. I fell. I don't think my husband even knew that I fell. I fell when he had stepped out to get something, and I couldn't quite get up so easily. So what I did is I sandwiched myself between two chairs and basically used the chair to sit up on it, got from the floor to the chair, and then from the chair...
Well, where was your aid?
I didn't have one at that hour anymore.
See, there's another thing.
Yeah.
Now, normally, they'll blame the person and try to put them in a home for that.
Yeah,
see?
I know.
But I blame the agencies. I blame the agencies and the government for that.
For not teaching them.
Because they should have had an aide with you.
Yes. I have.
Again, the money's not there for us.
No, I know.
It's there for the agency, not for us.
That's the truth. Oh, you
that's
can't
why people fall.
Because of
and,
that.
And
yeah. I
that's
felt
why
pretty
people,
good, too.
Hold it.
Yeah.
That's why people fall in
yeah.
their home and have mishaps.
Yeah.
And the aid's not there. Because the money is with the agency and not with the person.
That's right. I find
so there's the answer.
Yeah, I find it to be, you know, upsetting that you'll let people get hurt in your institution instead of helping them. That bothers me.
Sure. How many people fall in nursing homes?
Very much.
Happens every day.
They had, next to my father's bed, a full mattress on both sides because he kept wanting to stand up. So that bothers me that they'll do that instead of giving him a round of physical therapy that he needs when he was alive.
Well, you can't blame somebody who wants to stand up. That's kind of normal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So...
Isn't it normal to stand up?
Yep.
But why the hell didn't they help him?
To stand up. Because he ran out of insurance money for that year for the, we couldn't afford it for physical therapy.
Nah, that's not why they didn't help him. They didn't help him because he's there to die.
Oh, that's the truth.
That's
yeah.
the damn ass truth.
You
should have
seen what he looked
line.
Like when he died, though. It was terrible. He looked like an Auschwitz, person who was living in Auschwitz during the war. All beaten up and, not beaten up, but just very thin and frail. You know, that's
sure,
what they want. They want thin and frail.
They neglect people.
Yes, they do. He was badly neglected.
They neglect people. You get stories all the time.
Yeah. He looked like a skeleton.
Tomorrow there'll be another story. You wait and see.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. Inner Sight, open mic. I want to thank everybody, all our listeners. And tune us in tomorrow night for the Nursing Home Show, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Look for the ad in Able News, and you can get that in just about any library. My local library here has a whole stack of them. They're saving one
that's
for us.
That's cool.
So check the ad and help us. Go to change.org and find a petition and sign it. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thank you. See you tomorrow night.
You.
Goodbye, world. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.